We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Chala, Perek Daled, Mishna Tet. Ve'elu nitanim lechol kohen. After learning the halachot of Afrashat Chala from outside of Eretz Yisrael that is given to any kohen, so the Mishnah here lists other gifts that are given to kohanim that can be given to any kohen. Ve'elu nitanim lechol kohen. Even to one who is not careful to eat chulin betahara. Hacharamim, charamim means vows. If someone declares this property is cherem, so then it's divided among the kohanim. So the property becomes and remains holy as long as it is in the owner's possession. And as soon as it's given to the kohanim, it becomes chulin. So therefore there's no need to keep it tahor, and it can be given to a kohen who's not careful about eating chulin while in a state of tahara. V'habechorot. Bechorot is the firstborn animal korban. So as we know, the firstborn of a sheep, of a calf, or a goat, is kadosh merechem, is kadosh from birth, and has to be given to a kohen. So if it was unblemished, it's brought as a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, and its meat is eaten only by a kohen when they are tahor. However, if the Bechor has a blemish and cannot be offered as a korban, it is still given to a kohen. However, it's treated as chulin, and it could be eaten by any kohen, even while being tameh. So therefore, it could be given to a kohen who is not normally careful to eat it b'tahara. Upidyon ben, also the redemption money of the firstborn son can be given to any kohen. Upidyon peter chamor, the redemption sheep of the firstborn donkey, right? The male firstborn of a Jewish-owned donkey has to be redeemed with a sheep or a goat. That's called pidyon peter chamor, and that is given to any kohen. Ve'azeroa ve'alechayim ve'akeva. Zeroa, the foreleg, lechayim, the jaws, and the keva, that's the inside stomach of a kosher animal. These are matanot kehuna that can be given to any kohen. Ve'reshit hagez, and the first of the shearings of the wool off the back of the sheep can be given to any kohen. Veshemen serefa, oil of teruma that has to be burnt because it became tameh, can be given to any kohen. Vekotche hamikdash, and the kohen's portion of the korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. Veha bikurim, and the fruits of bikurim which are brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda oser b'bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda argues with that last point. He forbids giving bikurim to a kohen who's not careful about tum'ah. Another machloket, karshinei truma. Remember, karshinim is vetch. It's a type of herb that is usually used for animal fodder. So karshinim of truma, which is used as feed for animals, Rabbi Akiva Matir, Rabbi Akiva permits giving it to any kohen, even the one who's not careful to eat chulin b'tahara. Chachamim osrim, chachamim forbid doing so. And the halacha is like chachamim. So that's Mishnah Tet. Mishnah Yud is going to discuss here how chala outside of Eretz Yisrael is treated if it's brought into Eretz Yisrael. Nitai ish tekoa. Nitai, who was a resident of Tekoa, that was a town in Eretz Yisrael, hevi chalot mi Betar. He brought chala portions to Eretz Yisrael from Betar. At the time, Betar was a town that was outside of Eretz Yisrael. And so he brought hafrashat chala from there in order to distribute it to the kohanim in Tekoa. Ve'lo kiblu mimenu, but they didn't accept these chala portions from him, because chala separated outside Eretz Yisrael is tameh, remember, due to the gezerah midrabanan of tum'ah on any land outside of Eretz Yisrael. So instead, what did they tell him? They told Nitai to save the chala and burn it with his chametz before Pesach. In a similar case, Anshe Alexandria heviu chalotehem Alexandria, residents of Alexandria from Egypt, brought their afrashot chala to Eretz Yisrael from Alexandria, ve'lo kiblu mehem, but they didn't accept the chala from them either. Anshe har Tzevoim, the residents of Mount Tzevoim, heviu bikurehem kodem atzeret, They once brought their bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash before Chag HaShavuot. Ve'lo kiblu mehem, but they didn't accept the bikurim from them. Now here in this case, it wasn't because of any din of Chutz La'aretz. Har Tzevoim is in Eretz Yisrael. Here there was a different reason why they refused to accept the bikurim from them. They told them to come back after Shavuot. They didn't accept it before Shavuot. Mipenei hakatuv b'Torah, because of the pasuk that is written in the Torah, v'chag hakatzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh. And Shavuot, which is Chag HaKatzir, the festival of harvest, Bikurei Ma'asecha, the harvest of the first fruits of your labors. That's when we offer in the Beit HaMikdash the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread made from the first wheat on Shavuot that you plant in the field. So from the fact that the Pasuk refers to the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves that were brought in the Beit HaMikdash as the first fruits, Bikurei Ma'asecha, so that pasuk is teaching us that bikurim cannot be brought to the Beit HaMikdash until first the two loaves of bread are offered on Shavuot. So that's why they told Anshe Har Tzevoim, who came with their bikurim, to wait until after Shavuot, until the Shtei Alechem is brought, and then you can bring your bikurim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen ve'amen.